Okay, my name is Yuri Fukushima Long. I was born in Miami, Florida.
My name is Sumiko, and I abandoned this name, Harriet Fukushima, but I became Sumiko Teresa Morimoto Hughes. I was born in Miami, Florida.
Were there groups of girls that...
Well, yeah, they had... The Jugs were the youngest of the group, and they had the next group up above us was the Forget-Me-Nots. Then the one above them was the Mountaineers.
The high school's, you know, group of girls, and then they had the junior high school group, and then they had the
wild group, the Jugs.
The Jugs were the youngest group. And the Jugs were known for being wild.
Not wild, rowdy.
They think we're rowdy.
And how did, can you explain the name and then what do you remember about how it kind of first came together?
I guess because every group had a club, and we thought, we're a bunch of girls, and we decided on just us girls, the Jugs.
They call us wild because at the dances, the Jugs were always very popular, and the guys would come and ask him to dance, and they jitterbugged, you know, they were on the dance floor all the time, and some of the other club girls were sort of off on the side. They didn't get asked as much, and they didn't jitterbug, and they used to jitterbug wild. They would throw them under their legs, and you remember, Toe used to do that to you. And then at the end, they dip and hold them like that. That's what he used to do.
Well, my name is Robert Wada. My middle name is Mitsuru, and I was born in Redlands, California. So we knew where the dances were going to be because they kept a lock. And a lot of the blocks had their own dances, so we had our own. And they weren't like out of control dances, you know. They were good. People didn't crash dances. They just, if a block had a dance and they invited a few friends, they'd come. But that's about the only thing that we did socially.
I'm Mike Hachimonji, and I was born in El Centro, California. Dancing techniques were very different. I danced, I think, the proper way, you know, held her close and that sort of thing. But some of these guys, that bend the girl backwards. Then when it came to the jitterbug, the fast stuff, I was one of those guys that sat down. I couldn't do that. Some of the guys and girls are so good at that. And somewhat restrictive in that we didn't have cars. We couldn't go anywhere. There weren't soda fountains and restaurants and so forth. Had two movie theaters inside those barrack-type buildings. So yeah, as far as that teenage social life is concerned, it wasn't there.
I mean, could you go on dates? Where could you go?
That's right. Where could you go? I suppose some guys and gals managed. I don't know, go out there and sit on a rock somewhere and look at the moon, listen to the coyotes howling out there. I don't know.
So at camp and after, you guys would be referred as Jugs, not just us girls. The Jugs.
Always the Jugs, huh? They never called us just us girls. It was always the Jugs. Jugs and...
My husband said, once asked, how come you named your club Jugs? He said, there wasn't a pair of Jugs in the whole group.
There wasn't a what?
Pair of Jugs in the whole group. Jugs!
Yeah, so were you aware of that double meaning of Jugs?
No, I don't think so.
She's not aware of a lot of things.
Oh. I don't think they ever associated the Jugs with
boobs.
That's what Bill said.
Well,
so it was totally innocent, the naming in the original part. You didn't think of the double.
No.